The amount of money the County of Los Angeles has spent to resolve lawsuits against its sheriff's deputies has jumped big time in recent years, and you, as taxpayer, is footing the bill. A new numbers crunch by the LA Times shows the county's yearly payouts jumped from just under $6 million to nearly $51 million just in the last 5 years. Here to unpack what that means is Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
How do we explain this dramatic increase in payouts? $6 million 5 years ago, now it's $51 million a year.
Well, there are some people at the County Hall of Administration who would like to be able to explain that very easily. It's not that easy to do. I mean, the short answer is there are a lot more lawsuits against the Sheriff's Department over excessive force and other issues, and they've been working their way through the system, and it's definitely an increase to explain this sort of a spike. But that you had $51 million last year means that a lot of the lawsuits that had been starting through the system under Sheriff Lee Baca's administration of the department have come to fruition. They've come to settlements or reached court verdicts, and that's what's kind of piled up last year.
Yeah, the increase, we're talking about the impact of high-profile officer and deputy-involved shootings. Do you think those things make jurors less likely to believe law enforcement?
Well, you know, the new sheriff, Jim McDonald, who took over for Baca, says that they have seen a spike in complaints against sheriff deputies that some people in law enforcement, including McDonald, partly attribute to the protests around the country, especially what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, that those kind of public protests over excessive force by law enforcement do lead to more complaints and more lawsuits around the country. So they say that's part of it. But McDonald also admits, and this is something he's been had an agenda about the whole time he's been in office, is that the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles County has had a problem with excessive force. You know, the most famous area we talk about is the Antelope Valley around Lancaster and Palmdale, where there were some deputies there caught doing some really, really nasty things to people in the community. And those things, when you let them go, they come back and bite you in the form of lawsuits that end up costing the county a lot of money.
And i.e. taxpayers. Is this increase, Kevin, in settlements unique just to L.A. County, or are we seeing this in the city of L.A.? Are we seeing this across the country?
Well, Los Angeles City Hall is grappling with the same thing. Los Angeles City Hall has been hit with so many liability claims and lawsuits that they have been pushed to settle that they are now looking at perhaps borrowing some money just to pay off settlements this year. And that's something that has been become an issue among the fiscal experts in City Hall, whether that's really a wise thing to do. But the fact that they're even talking about it at all tells you that there's an issue with these payouts.
Yeah, the story coincides with another about the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, its public corruption unit, and you may recall they're the ones who won those convictions in the Bell scandal recently. But these types of investigations are on the decline. Why?
Well, it's a very high-profile unit, right? The public corruption unit is something that the former district attorney, Steve Cooley, made a high priority. So Cooley says about these numbers, which were also found by the Los Angeles Times, that the number of cases coming out of that unit actually being filed is on the decline. And Cooley says, well, again, there's some complicated reasons for that. But one is that there's just fewer complaints coming in about public corruption. And he says, perhaps self-serving, since he was the DA who presided over this, that his emphasis on this issue may have, kind of worked off the backlog. Man, there's not as much pent up issues about corruption in the small cities around Los Angeles County as there used to be, because there have been a number of convictions, a number of cities have been dealt with. So what Cooley says is that, there's just not as much demand for this.
More complaints against sheriff's deputies, fewer complaints as far as public corruption goes in L.A. County.
Yeah, and I guess you have to treat the numbers about the fewer cases of public corruption as a good thing.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.